This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Dear brothers and sisters, one time I was sitting with a young man who decided to abandon the salah, leave the religion, not to practice the religion. And his argument or his the reason for doing that, or his excuse, he said that his parents did not teach him religion in the right way. He did not get a chance to learn the right path when he was a child. He did not get the right access to the religion. And my answer to him was, now let's assume that your parents did not do a good job and you are an adult, you are aware of this problem. What are you doing about it? What is your plan? Are you planning to learn your deen? We have enough material study, we have enough resources, we have books, we have online courses, we have lectures, we have plenty of material that is available. And we have imams in the city, we have halaqat, we have programs. What is your plan? And the man kept quiet. He did not say anything. On a different occasion, another young man decided to attend the Salat al-Maghrib in one of our masajid in our city. And after the Salat was over, the imam made an announcement that if someone does not recite the Quran properly, he doesn't know how to recite the Quran properly, he should not be leading the prayer. And someone felt that someone took it personally, and he felt that the imam is aiming at him. So there was an argument between him and the imam. And this young man did not like the scene. So he said, you guys, you know, if you have an issue, you have a problem, you have something to talk about, maybe you should wait until you leave the masjid or you go to your office and talk about it in private. You don't have to talk about it in front of other people. But what he, and so far, everything is fine. But what he said after that was horrible. He made a horrible statement. He said, and that's why I did not come to the masjid for the last 6 months. So he was using what happened, this incident, as an excuse for him for not to come to the masjid. And as everyone knows, that most of the masajid are very peaceful most of the time. There are things that happen time to time, but these are isolated incidents. But most of the time, this is a salat that we offer on a daily basis. It's a routine, it's a daily routine. Most of the people are very friendly, very peaceful. They come to the masjid, they smile to each other, they say salam, they return the salam, they offer their prayers and leave. So everything is fine, everything is peaceful most of the time. But this man looked at this incident, you know, and he said, you know, and that's why I didn't come to the masjid for the last 6 months. I heard about some of our sisters who took off the hijab or decided not to wear the hijab. And what is their argument? That hijabi ladies are not good enough to be role models for them. They don't like the behavior of some of hijabi ladies. And that's why they're not wearing the hijab. And guess what? All these excuses will not be accepted on the Day of Judgment. There are people who said, you know, oh, we hear stories in the community. We hear some rumors about mismanagement in our masajid or organizations, and that's why we decided not to come to the masjid. We don't have a desire to come to the masjid. Again, these excuses will not be accepted on the Day of Judgment. What is called in Arabic al-mas'uliyya al-fardiyya, the personal accountability, self-accountability, was highly emphasized in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us on many occasions, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى, that no bearers of burdens will bear the burden of someone else. No one will carry your sins on the day of judgment. No one will carry the burden of your mistakes on the day of judgment. And you are not going to carry the sins of someone else. Parents will run away from their children. Children will run away from their parents. Brothers and sisters will run away from each other. No one will be there for you. I mean, the shafa'ah will be given, the right of shafa'ah, making shafa'ah intercession, will be given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, maybe angels and pious people, some other prophets and messengers, but no shafa'ah will take place without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every intercession will take place with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We try to impress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of trying our best to impress other people in this life. And you know what's happening in social media nowadays. Everyone is trying to, you know, collect as much as he can, collect likes and get the attention of other people and earn the attention of other people. But these people will not help you on the day of judgment. No one will be there for you. No one will decide to go with you to the grave. You go to the grave by yourself. So it is a personal accountability. We cannot escape this responsibility. And here, mas'uliyya al-fardiyya, or personal accountability, it means that we, you and I, are responsible for our actions and the consequences of our actions. That we need to take ownership of situations we are involved in. Any decision we make, we need to be responsible for this decision. You don't try to put the blame on someone else. We don't try to play the game of blame shifting. This will not help us on the day of judgment. It will not help us. All these excuses that I mentioned, parents, or imams, or leaders, or the community, or the management, or other people having a dispute in the masjid, or ladies, hijabi ladies, not being role models for other ladies, all these excuses will not be accepted on the day of judgment. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. This concept was highly emphasized in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ تَزَكَّى فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِهِ. And whoever purifies himself or herself, she only does so for the benefit of himself or herself. When you purify yourself, when you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you wear the hijab, when you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do it for the benefit of your own self. You're not doing a favor to anyone. نسأل الله subhanahu wa ta'ala أن يوفقنا لكل خير. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.